You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you listen to jazz on our music station, you might be listening to our newest jazz announcer, Devin Cortan. He is a jazz guitarist himself. He's a vocalist. He was assistant band director at Rio Americano High School in Sacramento, then headed on to Sac State. And he's in the studio for his very first sound advice with us.
I'm so stoked to make my sound advice debut.
I have to say that even though you're a new announcer, you are hardly a newcomer here at Cap Radio.
That's right. I feel like some people around here got sick of seeing me, but
no,
yeah.
Never.
I was thinking back to my very first engagement with Cap Radio, and that was helping Dennis Newhall move boxes for our record sale that happened at How About Arden way back when, I think when I was 14.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then you were an intern when you were in high school, right?
Oh, well, my first semester of college here at Sac State, I was an intern, yeah.
Okay. So people are already saying, I know why you sing. Listen to that voice. Your band, The Quartet, was featured on our first Insight Music Special last May.
Yeah, that's right. We were gearing up for the Sacramento Music Festival. I run a small group swing band, and we were super excited to be here. And that's actually that Insight Music is what got me on Paul Conley's radar for the announcing job. So,
oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready to try a sound advice?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I have so many good ideas.
Ready to hear your selections. What's your theme? Where do you want to start?
Okay, my theme is great jazz events happening in the area pretty much in the next week or so. And number one that I want to talk about is really important to both jazz and public radio. Next Tuesday, March 20th, is Marion McPartland's centennial. It's her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Marion McPartland hosted piano jazz on NPR for years and years and years. She brought so many great jazz musicians on, and she was such a warm host and also a brilliant musician. Like, she was top notch. She was hanging with the guys in New York City back in the 1930s and 40s when absolutely no women were in the scene at all. And so it is Women's History Month. It's her centennial. Next month is Jazz Appreciation Month, so it was only appropriate that we feature Marion. And Bay Area pianist Laura Klein will be with her trio at Antiquity Midtown, which is over on 21st and P. It's a beautiful furniture store that they've started doing concerts in. Mm-hmm. She'll be there with her all-female trio paying tribute to Marion, doing a lot of Marion McPartland compositions.
All right. So that means we get to hear a little Marion and a little Laura?
Yes. We've picked one Marion playing her composition and then a bit of Laura playing her composition. So Marion's is called Ambiance. It's this really beautiful, flowy piano melody that you'll really enjoy.
All right, let's listen. So beautiful.
Yeah, she was a master composer and player. And that concert is at 7 p.m. at Antiquity, Midtown. It starts at 7 p.m. You can go to the Sac Jazz Co-op website for more information on that one.
All right, so now let's hear a song by Laura Klein, the San Francisco pianist. I guess this is Cerulean Blue.
Yes.
fantastic.
Yeah, I know. And it has that wonderful, dense harmony that I just love, that jazz is so crazy about. Laura mentioned that she had met Marion back in the 70s, and Marion was incredibly, of course, motivating and encouraging to her.
Mm. All right. That concert, again, is this Monday, 7 p.m. More information on our website. Good start. Let's move on.
All right. Great. So another one that we have is, I think we're excited to talk about. He's a local musician. His name is Joe Mazzaferro. He is the jazz director. He's from Sacramento. He's the jazz director over at Stanislaus State. He just has a new record out with just an absolute who's who of Sacramento jazz musicians on it. Most notably, Jeff Clayton, who is part of the Clayton Brothers. John Clayton is the famous bass player. That's his brother. And the new record's called In Terms Of. The track I picked is called With Malice Towards None. It features his friend and also jazz director at UOP in Stockton, Patrick Langham, who is a good friend, really nice guy, wonderful saxophonist.
Let's listen. In front of me?
I do, yes.
It's the same CD you are just talking about, that music, because this was just given to me yesterday as a really great CD that I should listen to.
No way.
Because people in this area know about Joe Mazzaferro, and a good friend, Eric Holcomb, said, you got to pay attention to this music.
Yeah, Joe is a first-rate trumpet player, educator. He's part of the Sacramento Jazz Orchestra, which is the nonprofit, which is just a wonderful organization made up of jazz educators in the area. So get ready. Joe has a few shows coming up that I want to tell you about. First of all, it's tonight at Take 5 in Stockton at Jazz at Valley Brew. That starts at 7:30. He'll be joined by Patrick Langham. Also, he'll be joined with Patrick Langham next week at Take 5 as well in Stockton, also on that Thursday. But then this Monday, Joe will be putting together a show of the music of the famous quintet of Cannonball Adderley at the Mason Temple on 11th and J. That's also put on by Sac Jazz Co-op. And that's this Monday at 7.
Is that on the 26th, though?
That's on the 26th,
okay.
Yes. So, next Monday.
Two Mondays.
Yes,
or
two Mondays.
The following Monday. Okay, great. And again, that information is going to be on the website. Really terrific. I'm talking with Cap Radio Jazz announcer Devin Cortan. He's here for his debut sound advice. Let's keep going.
Yes, let's keep going. Okay, so this next one is incredibly high profile. It's happening at the Mondavi Center next Wednesday, the 21st. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center with bona fide jazz legend Chick Corea. I am so
the real deal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, New York City is where all the best jazz musicians in the world live. And the Jazz at Lincoln Center is the top 1% of the top 1%. I mean, these guys are absolutely incredible. I can't say enough about their organization in terms of what they've done for jazz outreach and education in this country and pretty much globally. And they are dedicated to swinging real hard and spreading the jazz around. And Chick Corea, just a wonderful piano player and actually a wonderful drummer as well and composer. And they're going to be playing together, unfortunately, without Wynton Marsalis, if that was a question that you might have had. But the whole concert's going to be compositions by Chick, arranged by members of the band. The tune that I chose is a classic Chick Corea composition called Windows. It came out on a record that he recorded 60 years ago from yesterday, from Blue Note, classic trio record called Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. It's called Windows, and it was arranged by second alto player Ted Nash in the band.
such a big concert. It's so fun to see you talking about something you're so excited about, you almost can't find your words.
I actually, that was one of the things that I was working on in my pitch training for the last fun drive, is I'm so excited talking about jazz that I start to stumble over myself.
I can see it.
Sometimes.
It's fun to watch. I hope everybody can hear that in your voice. Yeah. Let's talk about one more. And by the way, you're emceeing a couple of these shows. You're going to be Monday in Midtown for the McPartland event.
I wanted to be careful about plugging myself.
Oh, I'll plug you.
Yeah,
that's
thanks,
okay.
Beth. Yeah, I will be at Antiquity.
Yeah.
This Monday, doing the opening announcement for Laura. I'll also be doing a concert this Saturday, or doing the opening announcement for the concert this Saturday at the Mondavi Center for the pianist Fred Hirsch, along with the clarinetist Nat Cohen in the Vanderhoff Studio Theater. That's going to be a fantastic concert. I'll also be at the Chick Corea concert on Wednesday. My pal and boss, Gary Vercelli, he's going to be doing the announcement for that one. We're all going to be there, so hope you come by and say hi.
Yeah, you should walk around with a flag saying, I'm Devin,
yeah,
so everyone can walk up and say hello.
I'll wear my Cap Radio scarf.
There
How's
you
that?
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Great to have you in the studio.
Yeah,
it's
thanks,
great
Beth.
To have you here at the station. So I think we're going to close out with a little bit of music from Fred Hirsch and
yes.
Nat Cohen. Okay.
This is a tune of his called Lee's Dream.
And that's this week's Sound Advice. There's more music online and details about everything Devin has talked about. That's at capradio.org/insight. And you can hear Devin Cortan on the Jazz Station. You're listening to Insight from capradio.org.